USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida ended up getting some heavy bands of rain and some gusty winds along its southeastern coast from Tropical Storm Isaias, but now it's expected to become a hurricane again later today as it approaches the Carolinas and gets ready to head up the eastern seaboard. Daniel Brown is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, and he says those hurricane conditions probably won't last for long.
It will likely weaken once it moves into eastern North Carolina. However, still expected to remain a tropical storm as it moves across near the mid-Atlantic coast.
Tomorrow, the storm is expected to impact the mid-Atlantic, perhaps reaching in as far as Washington, D.C. Thousands have been told to evacuate as a huge Southern California wildfire keeps getting bigger, the Apple Fire burning in rugged terrain in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top House Democrat predicting that if President Trump loses November's election, he won't go quietly. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn saying he believes President Trump would find some way to hold on to power.
He doesn't plan to have fair and unfettered elections. He plans to install himself in some kind of emergency way to continue to hold on to office.
Clyburn was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says he's not banking on Congress reaching a deal on a new pandemic-related stimulus bill anytime soon. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said talks did move forward a bit on Saturday, but he said the road to a deal is still very long. Meadows floated the idea of a short-term extension of enhanced unemployment benefits while the talks continue. Senate Democrats shot down that proposal, though. The Philadelphia Eagles head coach has tested positive for the virus, and this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The world's biggest annual motorcycle rally is going to be happening despite COVID-19 spikes, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott encouraging all flags in Texas to be lowered to half staff for the first anniversary of the El Paso Walmart shooting a year ago. 21-year-old Patrick Crucius allegedly shot and killed 23 people. And an executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show says that the show is not going to be canceled. Andrew Lassner taking to Twitter after a follower hinted that the show was being canceled due to allegations of a toxic work environment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.